Chapter 22. Engine Oil. Purpose and function of engine oil. Engine oil has a major effect on the proper operation and life of any engine. Engine oil provides the following functions in every engine. Lubricates moving parts, helps cool engine parts, helps seal piston rings, helps to neutralize acids created by the byproducts of combustion, reduces friction in the engine, helps to prevent rust and corrosion, act as an hydraulic fluid to operate valve lifters and chain tensioners. As a result of these many factors, the specified engine oil must be used and replaced at the specified mileage or time intervals. Engine oil additives. Oil producers are careful to check the compatibility of the oil additives they use. A number of chemicals that will help each other can be used for each of the additive requirements. The balanced additives are called an additive package. Additives to improve the base oil. Viscosity index, known as VI improver, modifies the viscosity of the base fluid so that it changes less as the temperature rises, allows the lubricant to operate over a wider temperature range. See Figure 22.1. Pour point depressant. Keeps the lubricant flowing at low temperatures. Refer to Figure 22.1. Viscosity index improver is a polymer and feels like finely ground foam rubber. When dissolved in the oil, it expands when hot to keep the oil from thinning. Anti-foam agents. Foam reduces the effectiveness of a lubricant. The anti-foam agents reduce/stop foaming when the oil is agitated or aerated. Additives to protect the base oil. Antioxidants. Slow the breakdown of the base fluid caused by oxygen, or air, and heat. Oxidation is the main cause of lubricant degradation in service. Oxidants. Prevent acid formation, or corrosion, in the form of sludges or varnishes. Total base number, known as TBN. The reserve alkalinity used to neutralize the acids created during the combustion process. Typical TBN levels are between 60 and 100, which is dependent on the fuel sulfur level. The higher the sulfur percentage in the fuel, the higher the TBN required. The higher the total base number of oil, the longer it can be used in an engine. Long-life oils usually have higher total base numbers than other oils. Additives to protect the engine. Rust inhibitor. Inhibits the action of water on ferrous metal, such as steel. Corrosion inhibitor. Protects non-ferrous metals, such as copper. Anti-wear additive. Forms a protective layer on metal surfaces to reduce friction and prevent wear when no lubricant film is present. Extreme pressure additive. Functions only when heavy loads and temperatures are occurring. Properties of engine oil. The most important engine oil property is its thickness or viscosity. As oil is cooled, it gets thicker. As oil is heated, it gets thinner. Therefore, its viscosity changes with temperature. The oil must not be too thick at low temperatures to allow the engine to start. The lowest temperature at which oil will pour is called its pour point. An index of the change in viscosity between the cold and hot extremes is called the viscosity index, or VI. All oils with a high viscosity index thin less with heat than do oils with a low viscosity index. Oils must also be miscible, meaning they are capable of mixing with other oils, brands and viscosities, for example, without causing any problems, such as sludge. SAE rating. Terminology. Engine oils are sold with a Society of Automotive Engineers known as the SAE grade number, which indicates the viscosity range into which the oil fits. Oils tested at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, or 100 degrees Celsius, have a number with no letter following. For example, SAE 30 indicates that the oil has only been checked at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, or 100 degrees Celsius. This oil's viscosity falls within the SAE 30 grade number range when the oil is hot. Oils tested at low temperature, which varies with viscosity, are rated with a number and the letter W, which means winter, such as SAE 20W. Multigrade engine oil. An SAE 5 watts 30 multigrade oil meets the SAE 5 watts viscosity specification when cooled to 0 degrees Fahrenheit, or minus 18 degrees Celsius, and meets the SAE 30 viscosity specification when tested at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, or 100 degrees Celsius. Most vehicle manufacturers recommend the following multi-viscosity engine oils. SAE 0W16, SAE 0W20, SAE 5W20, SAE 5W30. See Figure 22.2. Oil with a high viscosity has a higher resistance to flow and is thicker than lower viscosity oil. Thick oil is not necessarily good oil, and thin oil is not necessarily bad oil. Generally, The following items can be considered in the selection of engine oil within the recommended viscosity range. Thinner oil will 1. Improved cold engine starting. 2. Improved fuel economy. Thicker oil will 1. Improve protection at higher temperatures. 2. Reduced fuel economy. Note, always use the specified viscosity engine oil. Refer to Figure 22.2, the SAE viscosity rating required is often printed on the engine oil filler cap. Most hybrid electric vehicles specify either SAE 0W20 or SAE 5W20 engine oil. API rating. Definition: the American Petroleum Institute, known as API, working with the engine manufacturers and oil companies, has established an engine oil performance classification. Oils are tested and rated in production automotive engines. The oil container is printed with the API classification of the oil. The API performance or service classification and the SAE grade marking are the only information available to help determine which oil is satisfactory for use in an engine. See Figure 22.3 for a typical API oil container or donut. Refer to Figure 22.3, API donut for a SAE 5W30 SM engine oil. When compared to a reference oil, the energy conserving designation indicates a 1.1% better fuel economy for SAE 10W30 oils and 0.5% better fuel economy for SAE 5W30 oils. Case study. The case of the wrong oil viscosity. A Dodge Durango 5.7-liter Hemi with a multiple displacement system known as MDS had the oil changed at a shop. SAE 10W30 was used as this was the standard bulk oil in the shop. After the oil change, the vehicle was returned to the customer. Within a few minutes, however, the check engine light came on. The technician checked for diagnostic trouble codes known as DTCs and found AP0521 DTC stored. The technician checked service information and discovered that the code could be set if the incorrect viscosity engine oil had been used. The description of the PO521 read: oil pressure not reaching specified at 1250 RPM. The technician changed the oil and used the specified SAE 5W20, then cleared the DTC. A test drive confirmed that the change to the correct viscosity oil solved the problem. Summary. Complaint: the customer stated that the check engine came on after an oil change. Cause: the incorrect viscosity of oil was used. Correction: the specified viscosity oil, SAE 5W20, was used and the code cleared. Gasoline engine ratings. In gasoline engine ratings, the letter S means service, but can also indicate spark ignition engines. The rating system is open-ended so that newer, improved ratings can be readily added as necessary. The letter I is skipped to avoid confusion with the number 1. SA is straight mineral oil, no additives, not suitable for use in any engine. SB is a non-detergent oil with additives to control wear and oil oxidation. SC is obsolete as of 1964. SD is obsolete as of 1968. SC is obsolete as of 1972. SF is obsolete as of 1980. SG is obsolete as of 1988. SH is obsolete and was used between 1993 through 1997. SJ is obsolete and was used between 1997 through 2001. SL was used between 2001 through 2003. SM was used between 2004 through 2010. SN started being used in 2011 to present. SN Plus started being used in 2018 to present. Note: vehicles built since about 1996 that use roller valve lifters can use the newer, higher rated engine oil classifications where older, now obsolete ratings were specified. Newly overhauled antique cars or engines also can use the newer, improved oils, as the appropriate SAE viscosity grade is used for the anticipated temperature range. Engines older than about 1996 or those using flat bottom lifters should use a zinc additive if using newer rated oil. Tech tip: 3 oil change facts. 3 facts that are important to know when changing oil are: 1. Recommended SAE viscosity, or thickness, for the temperature range that is anticipated before the next oil change, such as SAE 5W30. 2. Quality rating is recommended by the engine or vehicle manufacturer, such as API SM, and other specified rating, such as the ILSAC and vehicle manufacturer specifications. 3. Recommended oil change interval, time or mileage, usually every 5,000 miles or every 6 months. Diesel engine ratings. Diesel classifications begin with the letter C, which stands for commercial, but can also indicate compression ignition or diesel engines. CA is obsolete. CB is obsolete. CC is obsolete. CD is minimum rating for use in a diesel engine service. CF4 is a high-speed 4-stroke cycle diesel engine service. CG4 is a severe-duty high-speed 4-stroke diesel engine service. C4 is a severe-duty high-speed 4-stroke diesel engine service. CJ4 is a required for use in all 2007 and newer diesels using ultra-low sulfur diesel (ULSD) fuel. CK4 replaces CJ4, and FA4, designed for improved fuel economy. ILSAC oil rating. Definition: the International Lubricant Standardization and Approval Committee, known as ILSAC, developed an oil rating that consolidates the SAE viscosity rating and the API quality rating. If an engine oil meets the standards, a starburst symbol is displayed on the front of the oil container. If the starburst is present, the vehicle owner and technician know that the oil is suitable for use in almost any gasoline engine. See Figure 22.4. ILSAC ratings are: the original GF1, gasoline-fueled, rating in 1993. The updated to GF2, in 1997. The updated to GF3, in 2000. The updated to GF4, in 2004. The updated to GF5, in 2010. The GF6, in 2019, GF6A, is backward compatible for older vehicles. GF6B is not backward compatible and to be used in 2019 or newer vehicles. For more information, visit www.gf6.com. Refer to Figure 22.4, the International Lubricant Standardization and Approval Committee, ILSAC, starburst symbol. If this symbol is on the front of the container of oil, then it is acceptable for use in almost any gasoline engine. European Oil Rating System. Definition: the Association des Constructeurs Européens d'Automobile, ACEA, rates the oil according to the following. Gasoline engine oils are as follows. ACEA, A1 low friction low viscosity oil which is not suitable for some engines. ACEA A2, general purpose oil intended for normal oil change intervals and is not suitable for some engines or extended oil drain intervals in any engine. ACEA A3, designed for high performance engines and or extended oil drain intervals and under all temperature ranges. ACEA A4, designed to meet the requirements for gasoline direct injection known as GDI engines. ACEA A5, low viscosity low friction oil not suitable for some engines. Diesel engine oils are as follows. ACEA B1, low viscosity oil designed for use in a passenger vehicle diesel engine that is equipped with an indirect injection system, not suitable for some diesel engines. ACEA B2, designed for use in passenger vehicle diesel engines using indirect injection and using normal oil drain intervals. ACEA B3, intended for use in a high-performance indirect injected passenger vehicle diesel engine and under extended oil drain interval conditions. ACEA B4, intended for year-round use in direct injected passenger vehicle diesel engines, can be used in an indirect injected diesel engine. ACEA B5, designed for extended oil drain intervals, not suitable for some engines. ACEA C1, C2, and C3, specifications for catalyst-compatible oils, which have limits on the amount of sulfur, zinc, and other additives that could harm the catalytic converter. Starting in 2004, the ACEA began using combined ratings, such as A1 and B1, A3 and B3, A3 and B4, and A5 and B5. ACEA oil also requires low levels of sulfated ash, phosphorus, and sulfur, abbreviated SAPS, and has a high temperature and high shear rate viscosity, abbreviated HTHS. C. Ratings are catalytic converter compatible oils and include. C1, is basically A5 and B5 oil with low SAPS and low HTHS. C2, is A5 and B5 with low HTHS and mid-level SAPS. C3, is A5 and B5 with high HTHS and mid-level SAPS. C4, is low SAPS with high HTHS. See Figure 22.5. Refer to Figure 22.5. ACEA ratings are included on the back of the oil container if it meets any of the standards. ACEA ratings apply to European vehicles only, such as BMW, Mercedes, Audi, and VW. Synthetic oil. Definition: synthetic engine oils have been available for years for military, commercial, and general public use. The term synthetic means that it is a manufactured product and not refined from a naturally occurring substance, as engine oil, petroleum base, is refined from crude oil. Synthetic oil is processed from several different base stocks using several different methods. API groups. According to the American Petroleum Institute, engine oil is classified into the following groups. Group I is a mineral, non-synthetic base oil with few, if any, and the additives are suitable for light lubricating needs and rust protection, not for use in an engine. Group 2 is a mineral oil with quality additive packages and includes most conventional engine oils. Group 3 are hydrogenated, or hydroisomerized, synthetic compounds commonly referred to as hydrowaxes or hydrocracked oil and is the lowest cost synthetic engine oil, includes Castrol Syntec. Group 4 are synthetic oils made from mineral oil and monomolecular oil called polyolefin, or POA, and includes Mobil 1. See Figure 22.6. Group V are non-mineral sources, such as alcohol from corn, called diesters or polyolesters, includes Red Line synthetic oil. Refer to Figure 22.6. Mobil 1 synthetic engine oil is used by several vehicle manufacturers and new engines. Groups 3, 4, and 5 are considered to be synthetic because the molecular structure of the finished product does not occur naturally, but is man-made through chemical processes. All synthetic engine oils perform better than Group 2, mineral, oils, especially when tested according to the NOAC Volatility Test ASTM, D5800. This test procedure measures the ability of an oil to stay in grade after it has been heated to 300 degrees Fahrenheit, or 150 degrees Celsius, for 1 hour. The oil is then measured for percentage of weight loss. As the lighter components boil off, the oil's viscosity will increase. Advantages of synthetics. The major advantage of using synthetic engine oil is its ability to remain fluid at very low temperatures. See Figure 22.7. This characteristic of synthetic oil makes it popular in colder climates where cold engine cranking is important. Disadvantages of synthetics. The major disadvantage is cost. The cost of synthetic engine oils can be 4 to 5 times the cost of petroleum-based engine oils. Refer to Figure 22.7. Both oils have been cooled to minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit, or minus 29 degrees Celsius. Notice that the synthetic oil on the left flows more freely than the mineral oil on the right, even though both are SAE, 5 watts 30. Refer to Figure 22.8. A true synthetic is made of a stable molecule that does not vary compared to mineral oils. However, regardless of the molecules, always use an oil that meets the vehicle manufacturer's specifications. Tech tip: synthetic good and bad news. In a true synthetic, such as base oils classified by API as a group 4 or 5, the molecules are all the same, and it does not have any sulfur that is present in crude oil and refined out. That is great, but API group 3 is also called a synthetic, and because its cost is lower than the other two synthetics, makes selecting an oil more difficult. However, according to lubrication engineers, service technicians and vehicle owners should not be concerned what molecules are in the oil, but instead should use oil that meets the vehicle specifications. For example, if an oil has a 0 as the first number, such as SAE, 0 watts 20, the oil has to be a synthetic to be able to meet that specification. The synthetic could be a group 3, 4, or 5, but more likely a combination of all three. Check service information for the exact oil to use for the vehicle being serviced. See Figure 22.8. Synthetic blends. A synthetic blend indicates that some synthetic oil is mixed with petroleum-based engine oil, however, the percentage of synthetic used in the blend is unknown. High mileage oils. Definition: a high mileage oil is sold for use in vehicles that have over 75,000 miles and are, therefore, nearing the 8-year, 80,000-mile catalytic converter warranty period. Usually higher viscosity and lack of friction-reducing additives mean that most high mileage oils cannot meet ILSAC, GF4 rating and are, therefore, not recommended for use in most engines. Differences: esters are added to swell oil seals, the main and valve stem seals. The oil is used only in engines with higher than 75,000 miles. The oil usually does not have the energy rating of conventional oils, i.e., will not meet the specifications for use according to the owner manual in most cases. Vehicle-specific specifications. Background: some oils can meet industry specifications, such as SAE, API, and, or ILSAC ratings, but not pass the tests specified by the vehicle manufacturer. Vehicle manufacturer-specific oil specifications. The oil used should meet the specifications of the vehicle manufacturer, referred to GARD on page 21. Be sure to use the oil that meets all of the specifications, especially during the warranty period. Note: most Asian brand vehicle manufacturers do not specify any specifications other than SAE, API, and ILSAC these vehicles include. Acura and Honda. Toyota, Lexus, and Scion. Kia. Hyundai. Nissan and Infiniti. Mitsubishi. Mazda. Suzuki. Refer to Figure 22.9. European vehicle manufacturers usually specify engine oil with a broad viscosity range, such as SAE, 5 watts 40, and their own unique standards, such as the Mercedes specification 229.51. Always use the oil specified by the vehicle manufacturer. Oil brand compatibility. Many technicians and vehicle owners have their favorite brand of engine oil. The choice is often made as a result of marketing and advertising, as well as comments from friends, relatives, and technicians. If your brand of engine oil is not performing up to your expectations, then you may wish to change brands. For example, some owners experience lower oil pressure with a certain brand than they do with other brands with the same SAE viscosity rating. Most experts agree that the oil changes are the most important regularly scheduled maintenance for an engine. It is also wise to check the oil level regularly and add oil when needed. According to SAE standard J357, all engine oils must be miscible, or compatible, with all other brands of engine oil. Therefore, any brand of engine oil can be used as long as it meets the viscosity and API standards recommended by the vehicle manufacturer. Even though many people prefer a particular brand, be assured that, according to API and SAE, any major brand name engine oil can be used. Tech tip: dirty engine oil can cause oil burning. Service technicians have known for a long time that some of their customers never change the engine oil. Often these customers believe that because their engine uses oil and they add a new quart every week, they are doing the same thing as changing the oil. But dirty, oxidized engine oil could cause piston rings to stick and not seal the cylinder. Therefore, when the oil and filter are changed, the clean oil may free the piston rings, especially if the vehicle is driven on a long trip during which the oil is allowed to reach the normal operating temperature. An engine that is mechanically sound, but burning oil, may be fixed by simply changing the oil and filter. Frequently asked question: can newer engine oils be used in engines that use flat bottom lifters? No. Newer oil standards are designed to reduce phosphates in the engine oil that may leak past piston rings and end up in the exhaust system. These additives found in oil can then damage the catalytic converter. The levels of phosphate and zinc, commonly referred to as zinc dichlorodiphosphate, ZDDP, or ZDP, have been reduced because they can cause damage to the catalytic converter. Even though engines consume very little oil, if the oil contains zinc, the efficiency of the catalytic converter is reduced. The use of ZDDP was intended to reduce sliding friction in an engine. Sliding friction is usually found in engines that use flat-bottom lifters. Most, if not all, engines produced over the past 15 years have used roller lifters or cam followers, so using the new oil without ZDDP is not a concern. Even diesel oils have reduced amounts of the zinc, so many camshaft manufacturers are recommending the use of an additive. Older oils had up to 0.15% ZDDP and now SM-rated oils list the zinc at just 0.08%, or 800 parts per million. Engine oil had about 1,200 ppm zinc prior to 2001. In 2001, the zinc was reduced to 1,000 ppm, and in 2005, reduced again to the current 800 ppm. API ratings do not specify the zinc content, just oil performance. If driving a vehicle with flat-bottom lifters, use engine oil specifically designed for older engines, such as Shell Rotella T, or use an additive, such as General Motors Engine Oil Supplement, known as EOS, part number 10523678886258 or 88862586, or a zinc additive. Check with camshaft manufacturers for their recommended oil or additive to use. See Figure 22.10. Refer to Figure 22.10, Using a zinc additive is important when using SM-rated oil in an engine equipped with a flat bottom lifter, especially during the break-in period. Refer to Figure 2211. A rubber diaphragm acts as an anti-drain back valve to keep the oil in the filter when the engine is stopped and the oil pressure drops to zero. Oil filters. Construction: the oil within the engine is pumped from the oil pan through the filter before it goes into the engine lubricating system passages. The filter is made from either closely packed cloth fibers or a porous paper. Large particles are trapped by the filter. Microscopic particles will flow through the filter pores. These particles are so small that they can flow through the bearing oil film and not touch the surfaces, so they do no damage. Oil filter valves. Many oil filters are equipped with an anti-drain back valve that prevents oil from draining out of the filter when the engine is shut off. See Figure 2211. This valve keeps oil in the filter and allows the engine to receive immediate lubrication as soon as the engine starts. Either the engine or the filter is provided with a bypass valve that will allow the oil to go around the filter element. See Figure 2212. The bypass valve allows the engine to be lubricated with dirty oil, rather than having no lubrication, if the filter becomes plugged. The oil also goes through the bypass when the oil is cold and thick. Oil filter disposal. Oil filters should be crushed and or drained of oil before discarding. After the oil has been drained, the filter can usually be disposed of as regular metal scrap. Always check and follow local, state, or regional oil filter disposal rules, regulations, and procedures. See Figure 2213. Oil change. Intervals: all vehicle and engine manufacturers recommend a maximum oil change interval. The recommended intervals are almost always expressed in terms of mileage or elapsed time, or hours of operation, whichever milestone is reached first. Refer to Figure 2212, a cutaway of a typical spin-on oil filter. Engine oil enters the filter through the small holes around the center of the filter and flows through the pleated paper filtering media, and out the large hole in the center of the filter. The center metal cylinder with holes is designed to keep the paper filter from collapsing under the pressure. The bypass valve can be built into the center on the oil filter, or is part of the oil filter housing and located in the engine. Refer to Figure 2213, a typical filter crusher. The hydraulic ram forces out most of the oil from the filter. The oil is trapped underneath the crusher and is recycled. Most vehicle manufacturers recommend an oil change interval of 7,500 to 12,000 miles, or 12,000 to 19,000 kilometers, or every 6 months. If, however, any one of the conditions in the following list exists, the oil change interval recommendation drops to a more reasonable 2,000 to 3,000 miles, or 3,000 to 5,000 kilometers, or every 3 months. The important thing to remember is that these are recommended maximum intervals and they should be shortened substantially if any of the following operating conditions exist. 1. Operating in dusty areas. 2. Towing a trailer. 3. Short trip driving, especially during cold weather. The definition of a short trip varies among manufacturers, but it is usually defined as 4 to 15 miles, 6 to 24 kilometers, each time the engine is started. 4. Operating in temperatures below freezing, 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees Celsius. 5. Operating at idle speed for extended periods of time, such as normally occurs in police or taxi service. Frequently asked question: why change oil if the oil filter can trap all the dirt? Many persons believe that oil filters will remove all dirt from the oil being circulated through the filtering material. Most oil filters will filter particles that are about 10 to 20 microns in size. A micron is 1/1000th of a meter, or 0.000039 of an inch. Most dirt and carbon particles that turn engine oil black are less than a micron in size. In other words, it takes about 3 million of these carbon particles to cover a pinhead. To help visualize the smallness of a micron, consider that a typical human hair is 60 microns in diameter. In fact, anything smaller than 40 microns is not visible to the human eye. The dispersants added to engine oil prevent dirt from adhering together to form sludge. It is the same dispersant additive that prevents dirt from being filtered or removed by other means. If an oil filter could filter particles down to 1 micron, it would be so restrictive that the engine would not receive sufficient oil through the filter for lubrication. Oil recycling companies use special chemicals to break down the dispersants, which permit the dirt and the oil to combine into larger units that can be filtered or processed out of the oil. Because most vehicles driven during cold weather are driven on short trips, technicians and automotive experts recommend changing the oil every 2,000 to 3,000 miles or every 2 to 3 months, whichever occurs first. Oil life monitors. Most vehicles built since the mid-1990s are equipped with a warning light that lets the driver know when the engine oil should be changed. The two basic types of oil change monitoring systems include mileage only. The service light will come on based on mileage only and may include a service A or B based on what service needs to be performed. The interval can be every 3,750 to 7,500 miles, or even longer in some cases where specialized engine oil is required. Tech tip. Follow the seasons. Vehicle owners often forget when they last changed the oil. This is particularly true of the person who owns or is responsible for several vehicles. A helpful method for remembering when the oil should be changed is to change it at the start of each season of the year. Fall is September 21st, winter is December 21st, spring is March 21st, and summer is June 21st. Remembering that the oil needs to be changed on these dates helps owners budget for the expense and the time needed. Refer to Figure 2214. Many vehicle manufacturers can display the percentage of oil life remaining, whereas others simply turn on a warning lamp when it has been determined that an oil change is required. Algorithm. Computer programs contain algorithms that specify instructions a computer should perform, in a specific order, to carry out a task. This program uses the number of cold starts, the runtime of the engine, and inputs from the engine coolant temperature known as ECT sensor to determine when the oil should be changed. See Figure 2214. Oil change procedure. An oil change includes the following steps. Step 1. Check the oil level on the dipstick before hoisting the vehicle. Document the work order and notify the owner if the oil level is low before changing the oil. Step 2. Safely hoist the vehicle. Step 3. Position a drain pan under the drain plug, then remove the plug with care to avoid contact with hot oil. Step 4. Allow the oil to drain freely so that the contaminants come out with the oil. It is not critically important to get every last drop of oil from the engine oil pan, because a quantity of used oil still remains in the engine oil passages and oil pump. Step 5. While the engine oil is draining, the oil plug gasket should be examined. If it appears to be damaged, it should be replaced. Step 6. When the oil stops running and starts to drip, reinstall and tighten the drain plug. Replace the oil filter. See Figure 2215. Step 7. Refill the engine with the proper type, grade, and quantity of oil. Restart the engine and allow the engine to idle until it develops oil pressure, then check the engine for leaks, especially at the oil filter. Tech tip. The pick trick. Removing an oil filter that is installed upside down can be a real mess. When this design filter is loosened, oil flows out from around the sealing gasket. To prevent this from happening, use a pick to poke a hole in the top of the filter. This small hole allows air to get into the filter, thereby allowing the oil to drain back into the engine rather than remain in the filter. After punching a hole in the filter, be sure to wait several minutes to allow time for the trapped oil to drain down into the engine before loosening the filter. Removing an oil filter that is installed upside down can be a real mess. When this design filter is loosened, oil flows out from around the sealing gasket. To prevent this from happening, use a pick to poke a hole in the top of the filter. This small hole allows air to get into the filter, thereby allowing the oil to drain back into the engine rather than remain in the filter. After punching a hole in the filter, be sure to wait several minutes to allow time for the trapped oil to drain down into the engine before loosening the filter. Tech tip. Change oil every month? A vehicle less than 1 year old came back to the dealer for some repair work. While writing the repair order, the service advisor noted that the vehicle had 88,000 miles on the odometer and was, therefore, out of warranty for the repair. Because the owner approved the repair anyway, the service advisor asked how he had accumulated so many miles in such a short time. The owner said that he was a traveling salesperson with a territory of east of the Mississippi River. Because the vehicle looked to be in new condition, the technician asked the salesperson how often he had the oil changed. The salesperson smiled and said proudly, "Every month." Many fleet vehicles put on over 2,000 miles per week. How about changing their oil based on the time since last changed instead of by mileage? Warning. Used engine oil has been determined to be harmful. Rubber gloves should be worn to protect the skin. If used engine oil gets on the skin, wash thoroughly with soap and water. Note: Honda and Acura recommend that the oil drain plug gasket be replaced at every oil change on many of their vehicles. The aluminum sealing gasket does not seal once it has been tightened. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommendations. When the oil stops running and starts to drip, reinstall and tighten the drain plug. Replace the oil filter. See Figure 22.15. Refill the engine with the proper type, grade, and quantity of oil. Restart the engine and allow the engine to idle until it develops oil pressure, then check the engine for leaks, especially at the oil filter. Refer to Figure 22.15. If replacing a cartridge type oil filter, be sure to use the proper size wrench on the filter cap and tighten to factory specifications. The following are the steps in an oil change procedure. Step 1. Before entering the customer's car for the first time, be sure to install a seat cover as well as a steering wheel cover to protect the vehicle's interior. Step 2. Run the engine until it is close to operating temperature. This will help the used oil drain more quickly and thoroughly. Step 3. Raise the vehicle on a hoist, and place the oil drain container in position under the oil drain plug. Be sure to wear protective gloves. Step 4. Remove the plug and allow the hot oil to drain from the engine. Use caution during this step as hot oil can cause painful burns. Step 5. While the engine oil continues to drain, remove the engine oil filter using a filter wrench. Some oil will drain from the filter, so be sure to have the oil drain container underneath when removing it. Step 6. Compare the new oil filter with the old one to be sure that it is the correct replacement. Step 7. The wise service technician adds oil to the oil filter whenever possible. This provides faster filling of the filter during startup and a reduced amount of time that the engine does not have oil pressure. Step 8. Apply a thin layer of clean engine oil to the gasket of the new filter. This oil film will allow the rubber gasket to slide and compress as the oil filter is being tightened. Step 9. Clean the area where the oil filter gasket seats to be sure that no part of the gasket remains that could cause an oil leak. Step 10. Install the new oil filter and tighten it by hand. Do not use an oil filter wrench to tighten the filter. Most filters should be tightened 3/4 of a turn after the gasket contacts the engine. Step 11. Carefully inspect the oil drain plug and gasket. Replace the gasket as needed. Install the drain plug and tighten firmly, but do not over-tighten. Step 12. Use a funnel to add the specified amount of oil to the engine at the oil fill opening. When finished, replace the oil fill cap. Step 13. Remove the oil level dipstick and wipe it clean with a shop cloth. Reinstall the oil level dipstick. Remove the dipstick a second time and read the oil level. Step 14. The oil level should be between the min and the max lines. In this case, the oil level should be somewhere in the cross-hatched area of the dipstick. Review questions. Question 1. What property of oil does the say ratings reflect? Question 2. What additives are used in the base oil to improve the oil? Question 3. Why is the oil filter bypassed when the engine oil is cold and thick? Question 4. What are the steps in performing an oil change? Question 5. What additives are added to oil to help protect the engine? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. Which of the following is true of the properties of engine oil? A. Engine oil gets thinner when it is cooled. B. Engine oils should not be miscible. C. Engine oil viscosity changes with temperature. D. Engine oil pour point is the highest temperature at which oil will pour. Question 2. Which of the following is not a characteristic of satisfactory engine oil? A. Resist foaming. B. Provide dry friction between moving parts. C. Proper viscosity. D. Pours at low temperatures. Question 3. The WNSAE 5 watts 20 means. A. Wait. B. Winter. C. With. D. Without. Question 4. Which rating is the ACE a rating specified for use by many European vehicle manufacturers? A. SAE. B. A3 and B3. C. SM. D. GF4. Question 5. Technician says that some vehicle manufacturers recommend an ILSAC grade be used in the engine. Technician B says that an oil with a specified API rating and SAE viscosity rating should be used in an engine. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 6. Most conventional, or mineral, Oil is made from what API group? A. Group 1. B. Group 2. C. Group 3. D. Group 4, or 5. Question 7. Technician A says that all high mileage oils are synthetic. Technician B says that synthetic and mineral oils are miscible. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 8. Two technicians are discussing oil filters. Technician A says that the oil will remain perfectly clean if just the oil filter is changed regularly. Technician B says that oil filters can filter particles smaller than a human eye can see. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 9. The purpose of the oil filter bypass valve is to: A. Allow oil to bypass the filter if the filter becomes clogged. B. Keep the oil from draining out of the filter when the engine is off and the oil pressure drops to zero. C. Allow oil to bypass the oil filter when the oil is hot, to help cool the oil. D. Both A and B. Question 10. Oil change intervals is specified by the vehicle manufacturer. A. Are maximum time and mileage intervals. B. Are minimum time and mileage intervals. C. Only include miles driven between oil changes. D. Generally only include time between oil changes. End of chapter 22.